USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are objecting for a 4th straight day to a proposal to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, tried to bring the bill forward. The House bill that would increase the $600 check by unanimous consent.
That means that today is the last chance to take up and pass the House bill to provide $2,000 checks to the American people.
Senate Majority Whip from South Dakota, John Thune, is no fan of the House bill.
This proposal is a shotgun approach, where a rifle makes a lot more sense.
Pope Francis calling for peace in his New Year's message. The pontiff delivering the appeal in a noon service at the Vatican. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
2021 is here, and so are new laws. Many states increasing their minimum wage as companies in California with 26 or more employees will have to pay them at least $14 an hour. Police officers in Connecticut must have their badge and name tag prominently displayed when they come in contact with the public or make an arrest. Things like packing peanuts or ice chests made from styrofoam can't be sold in Washington, D.C. Microsoft is releasing new details regarding the SolarWinds attack.
Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump cut short his vacation at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday to return to the White House, where he discussed some of the accomplishments of his administration.
In the face of great challenges this year, Americans showed incredible grit, strength, tenacity, and resolve, and together we achieved truly historic victories like nobody ever thought possible. To defeat the China virus, we launched the largest mobilization since World War II. We transformed our factories to build tens of thousands of ventilators and millions of masks virtually overnight. Nobody thought it could be done. We ignored the experts who demanded open borders, and we shut down travel from China and Europe to protect our citizens, and we built the wall. We pioneered groundbreaking new therapies and treatments, and we saved millions of American lives.
President Trump will hold a rally in Georgia on Monday, the day before the Senate runoff elections, which will determine which party controls the Senate. The president has described the Senate races as a decision of whether your children will grow up in a socialist country or a free country. One of the senators President Trump will be rallying for, Senator David Perdue, is in quarantine after learning a staffer of his tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.